This is Jim Speary. It's Thursday, February 23rd, 2012, at Camp Dwyer, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I am with, sir, tell me your name, please.
First Sergeant Charles R. Boyer.
Mr. Boyer, I understand you live in Berlin, is that correct?
Correct.
What are you doing out here in Afghanistan?
Right now, I'm the First Sergeant for the medevac company that's stationed here in Helmand Province.
That's a lot of responsibility. You're kind of like run the whole place, basically. Right?
Kinda, yes.
Tell me what a daily chore is for you. What do you do on a daily basis?
Make sure that everybody's basically up and ready to go. The missions are, if any missions come in, that the aircraft are ready, that we have aircraft to do the missions, that we have people to do the missions. The people that are on mission, make sure that they can't leave for the next 24 to 48 hours so that they get food down here, they have water to drink, and then I have to make sure all of that's out at the same FOBs, at the other three FOBs that we have too.
In short order, you're the glue that holds it together.
You could say that.
How long have you been in the Army, sir?
Going on 24 years.
What did you do? Join when you were 7 years old?
Just barely 18. Well, right before my 18th birthday.
Are you full-time guard?
No, I'm not.
And what do you do when you're not doing this?
I'm a detective for the Burnland County Sheriff's Department.
So you just work in war zones, whether you're back home or here, is that correct?
I like the excitement.
Tell me what it's like on this particular mission that you guys are tasked with here. You're doing saving lives, basically, on a 24-hour basis. How does it make you feel at the end of the day?
It's a good feeling at the end of the day that unfortunately, we get people on their worst day, and we try to make that day a little better for them. A lot of their worst days are actually some of our worst days, too. Just going out and getting the patients from the actual pickup zone of where they've been hurt, it's a trying experience for anybody. Just from the few missions that I ended up having to do out here myself, it's taxing on you and for them. You're just basically getting, like I said, so you're seeing these guys at their worst day and just trying to make it a little better by getting them the help and care that they need to go on with their lives.
Mr. Boyer, tell me some things that you will take back with you from this mission that you'll implement in being a detective in Bernalillo County.
Just the cohesiveness and working together. You can't do anything in here by yourself. Everything has to be done with somebody else. You cannot do anything out here alone. Working with each other and just bringing it together, that's one of the big things I'm going to take back with me. It's just learning how to work together. You may not like the people that you work with, but you know you have to work with them.
Is this your first deployment?
Second.
To Afghanistan?
Kosovo.
Kosovo, okay. How long have you been a detective?
I've only been a detective for about 6 years. I've been with the Sheriff's Department for 14.
Man, you just got like tough stuff all over the place. Afghanistan, detective, Sheriff's Department. What did your parents teach you?
Well, basically just find something that you like to do, do it well, and help out people.
It's a good chance that the governor's going to listen to this. She's well aware of this particular mission and the embed that I'm on here. If you wanted to convey something to her that you would like her to tell the rest of the citizens in New Mexico, what would that be?
That she has one of the best National Guard units in the country and that we're here to help. If they need something, call us. We'll be there.
Very good. Mr. Boyer, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you got to go get some more glue to stick all this stuff together here. Thanks a lot, and I know that you're kind of into fourth quarter here. What's the first thing you're looking forward to doing when you get home?
Actually, just to get home. That's all I'm looking forward to, just to be home.
All right.
Sit down and relax for a little while.
First Sergeant Boyer, thank you for taking time out with us today.
My pleasure.
This is Jim Speary. It's February 23rd, 2012, with First Sergeant Boyer, Camp Dwyer, Afghanistan. Yeah,